Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
ADRs over here, they pop like gold bottles. 47s over here, they pop like gold bottles. Ain't no you know in your sex and you got no bottles. We winning over here, we popping gold bottles. Tell me why my rib look like them gold bottles. Shot around my neck look like some gold bottles. One thing about them, they love them gold bottles. Extend those for my foe, they pop like gold bottles.
Hey, Beetle.
What?
What is up? What is up? That's a ton of the house.
No, it's in the building. You have it all building. Wrong. Why don't you listen to a podcast every now and again there?
It's been a while.
Let's welcome in on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. It's been far too long, and I take some blame for that. Jared Carabas is with us from Barstool Sports. Hi, Jared.
You know what? I'm glad that you're taking some of the blame, Beetle, because, you know, I'll tune in every now and then, and I hear Beetle just being like, you know, Carabas, he goes to New York and he forgets about us.
Well, you do.
You know my number, Beetle. I would be happy to come on every single day if you would have me. But the last time I was asked to come on this show was after the parade, and I was very intoxicated. So I don't even remember the last time that I was on the show.
That probably was the last.
That was one of your best interviews.
15 plus months ago. How things have changed since that point.
What's changed since then, Jared?
Oh, nothing.
well, a lot, I guess. I guess you could say the team's a little bit different. I have hair now.
All true. Yes.
Yeah.
Jared, what is your reaction to just the part of Mookie Betts being traded by the Red Sox?
I mean, you knew it was coming. It wasn't a surprise. I guess, like, you know, after it comes down, there is some shock still. I mean, no part of me thought that the trade with the Dodgers was going to fall through. Like, I compared it to a pregnancy. It's just, you know when the due date is. It could just be any day around that time. And we knew with spring training coming up that it was going to be anytime soon. It happened to be last night. And I think that there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I think that there's a lot of misguided anger. First and foremost, I hope that fans understand that this is not on Chaim Bloom. You know, this guy comes in and he's basically faced with an impossible task of, can you make the team worse, but also be competitive at the same time? Like, can you do that? And what an impossible thing to ask someone, who's in the first year of not only a new role, but in a completely different organization. I mean,
so he's handcuffed, like, then, you're saying.
Okay, I can accept part of this. I can accept that Chaim Bloom had a mandate to trade Mookie Betts. That I will believe.
It's not even that he had a mandate to trade Mookie Betts. I think he definitely had a mandate to get under the luxury tax, but I don't necessarily think that they go hand in hand. Like, you didn't have to trade Mookie Betts to get under the luxury tax, but was it the easiest way? Yes, because, you know, when you talk about trading David Price, you know, David Price opted in to his contract a year ago. Well, the Red Sox are opting out of it a year later, and they had to eat a little bit of money. And yeah,
a little bit of money. $48 million is a little bit of money.
I mean, when you're talking about $217 total dollars allocated to the contract, you got the most out of David Price that you were going to get out of him. So, like, you got the good years, the back end of the contract, that goes to L.A. And if the Red Sox were negotiating with Mookie Betts basically since 2017, this is an organization that knows more than the Dodgers what is it going to take to sign this guy. And if that number was unreasonable, then, yeah, you have to get something for him. I mean, think about it. Think about like what your expectations were for this Red Sox team if the deal fell through. Like, are you talking championship? No, nobody was. So you get what you can for Mookie Betts, which is Alex Verdugo, 23-year-old outfielder who was a 3-win player in limited time last year. And then you get a reliever who nobody can pronounce his name, but he has a sinker that's 101 miles an hour. He's only 20 years old. So, you know, you got something. You got some things for Mookie Betts, whereas you were more than likely looking at a situation where Mookie Betts plays 1 year for a Red Sox team that wasn't going anywhere, and then he would sign somewhere else. And I'm not 100% convinced that Mookie's going to sign somewhere else after next I'm not completely
convinced he's going to retire.
Mookie doesn't re-sign. I'm not completely convinced that he's not going to re-sign with the Reds. Like, that could happen. It's a small chance. Very small chance.
You're dreaming. Come on. You're dreaming, dude.
Now, all right, Jared, hold on a second. Hold on. Just hold on 1 second. You say the Red Sox were not going to be able to compete this year. Isn't it still better to hang on to one of the best players in baseball? And I don't even have to argue with you. Your most reliable starting pitcher in David Price. Keep those guys for a year and see if maybe you can, in fact, compete for a year with those two guys. Because the return, you can talk it up as much as you want, but it's not blowing up anyone's skirt. And at the end of the year, if you end up getting nothing for them or just a pick, oh, well, you kind of didn't get anything for them now, and you're still paying David Price. Why not just keep them and play one more year with Price and Betts on your team?
I'm not completely convinced that this, you know, you're it's, there's too many question marks with Chris Sale's injuries. David Price now has an injury history. Nathan Eovaldi. I mean, there's too many question marks there. The offense was great, but I mean, like, the return is nothing to scoff at. Like, Minnesota Twins fans were pissed about this guy that the Red Sox got, the righty reliever there. They're pissed about it. I mean, like, this is a guy that, again, throws 101 miles an hour with movement. So you don't come across that very often. So it's not like they got nothing for him. And with David Price, it's 3 years that you're getting off the books. Like, you're paying a chunk of it, but you're not paying all of it. And I just don't trust the willingness to play ball with Mookie Betts. But let me explain why, with the whole Mookie thing, why it was best to trade him now, because he was only able to negotiate with one team, that one team being the Red Sox. And if the reports were true about him wanting 12 years, $420 million, well, that's just not going to happen, because that would take him through his age 39 season, which is just wildly irresponsible.
So you thought there was no middle ground?
No, that's why I think that there will be a middle ground come free agency. When you're able to go out into the market and 29 other teams can negotiate with you and no other team wants to give you, an average annual value of $35 million over 12 years, then you have to come down. But if you're only negotiating with one team, you can aim high. You can say whatever number you want, because it doesn't matter if you don't agree to anything, because you're still under contract for 2020.
See, and there's this faction, this narrative out there that he didn't enjoy his time here. Did you ever, or didn't want to be a member of the Red Sox moving forward, that he didn't like Boston? Did you ever get that feeling? And you talk to guys, you're around this team.
I never got that sense. I never got that feeling.
Have you heard it?
It was, no. I mean, like, the only thing I've ever really heard about him is that he's not like an overconfident guy. Like, he kind of like lacks confidence. And I don't know if maybe being in Boston magnifies that, like the media market or whatever, but I've never heard like Mookie doesn't want to be here. I've never heard Mookie, the second that, you know, his deal is up, he's done, he's out of here. I've never really heard that. I think the only time I've ever really heard, or why Mookie would be out of here the second that he became a free agent, was because he wanted a ton of money. Like, he wanted the highest bidder, and I feel like he's earned that right. You know, I feel like we've seen the comparisons to Dustin Pedroia, Xander Bogaerts. They took a little bit less to stay in Boston, but at the time of signing those deals, neither one of those players had the case for second best player on planet Earth. You know, like, if you're a generational talent, and Mookie Betts is, make your money. Like, go out and make your money, set the market for the guys that come after you. But I've never heard anything about Mookie not wanting to be in Boston because of Boston.
So if the Red Sox do have a desire to go after Mookie Betts, why would they have traded him? That's why I just can't.
I told you, because they're not going to give him 12 years, 420. But
if you're saying that they're not going to have to, then why wouldn't they just wait it out and say, you know what, we'll go to free agency and we'll have the best offer at the end, and we're confident in doing that. Yeah. They have that ability.
Let him play as one of the richest teams in baseball.
You can do both. You can get something for him, and then you can pay him.
Like John Lester.
I feel better about this trade already.
John Lester, but in the John Lester, because everyone is going to use that as an example of, yeah, you know, you try to sign a player and they don't want to sign, so you trade them, and then they tell you to screw in free agency. Well, the offer that the Red Sox made to John Lester was insulting, and we all knew that it was insulting at the time. We don't know what the most recent offer to Mookie Betts was from the Red Sox. I mean, the last reported one was 10 years, 300, and that's not going to get it done. That's an average annual value of $30 million. Like, we're off
right
there.
Right.
But there have been escalators to where it's 100, 200, 300, like Beatles been saying for weeks now. Why is 400 now out of the question as this thing progresses?
Well, I don't think it's out of the question. I think people scoff at the total dollars. Like, they see $420 million after the Red Sox offered $300, and they're like, whoa, what a gap. But it's not. It's you know, $420 million over 12 years is $35 million a year. You look at that number, and you're like, well, that makes a ton of sense.
So like, what if you gave him like 10 and 350?
Right.
Then, of course.
That's a more respectable offer. So the Red Sox
– absolutely.
So the Red Sox on a 10-year deal were only off by, let's say, $50 million.
Yes, correct.
That's sort of a big number.
But when you're talking about it on an annual basis, it's, you know, it's doable. Like, it's not, you look at
it. I agree.
Then that means they didn't want to sign.
I totally agree, which tells me that their offer wasn't for real.
Right.
That they didn't actually want to engage with him. That they knew a year ago they didn't want him to be here. They didn't want to pay him because they don't have interest in paying players that kind of money. It's why they were so happy to get Xander Bogaerts at the money they got him at, which was a steal for the Red Sox.
Right. But if you look at it, it's all based on the perspective. So it's like, all right, we're talking $35 million a year, and I say 10 years for $350 million. We're all in agreement here that that's very much doable.
Yes.
But then we talk about the difference of what Mookie wants. Now we're talking $70 million. Like, $70 million, that's a lot of
money
to all of us. But
in the negotiation,
the difference of guaranteeing 2 years. It's 2 years.
But in a negotiation, people will throw out bigger numbers than what they actually expect to get because they're trying to get the other side to meet him in the middle.
Yeah, neither side
and
was.
So you could
argue that neither side was really interested, and especially the Red Sox, if they offered first 10 and 300 and they said 12 at 420 Mookie did, and then it's on the Red Sox to come back with something else, but instead they just trade him, then they weren't really interested in the first place.
Right. I mean, that's why the 10 years, 300 million and casual fans are looking at that, and I hate this excuse, but the casual fans being like, well, $300 million, how much more money do you need? Like, you know, you're so rich now, like what can't you buy with $300 million? It's not about that. It's about what the market value is, and his market value for sure is $35 million a year, around there. I wouldn't be surprised if the AAV was higher than that. But it's about the years, because the years are what makes the total dollars. And when you come in at 300, you look at what Manny Machado got, you look at what Bryce Harper got, and it's either equal to or greater than what you just offered Mookie Betts. And there isn't a person on this world that knows what they're talking about.
That would pick either of those guys.
Correct. Yep. They're both beneath Mookie Betts. So it was obvious that that offer, which was a year ago, is fair. And that's why people that aren't into the economics of sports or just economics in general, they cannot comprehend that there is a person who is so good at what they do that $300 million is not fair compensation for what they're doing.
All right, Jared. Good talking to you as always. We got to do this again soon.
How's the Super Bowl?
It was a great time. Love Miami. Shout out Miami.
I heard you saw Louth, ran into Louth.
Yeah, what the hell, Jim Louth? Little birdie told me that Jim Louth thought that I didn't even know who he was. We were talking about this, like, Zoe Beetle the entire time. Well, who did you think that I thought you were?
Well, the first question you asked me was, still doing baseball all the time? You still doing the baseball thing all the time? And right? I realized, oh, he doesn't know who I am. And then I said, no, I'm doing Zoe and Beetle. And you said, oh, and then you realized, and then it clicked in your mind.
I don't think that that's what happened at all. Who did I think that you were? I hugged you, Jim Love.
Wow.
There you were just being nice.
Jim said you didn't recognize him.
Beetle, you know me. I'm not hugging random people that I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Jim said you didn't recognize him due to Jim's life-transforming weight loss.
Right.
That he looked like a different person.
Well, I mean, he's so hot now.
He does look fantastic.
He does.
All right, Jared. Jared, talk to you soon.
See you, Rocket.
All right, thank you, guys.
Jared Kravis, Barstool Sports, host of the Section 10 podcast and a million other things at Barstool. Gone on to bigger and better things than us.
Made me feel better after it. Like there's thing. Maybe they'll get bets back. they traded bets and Price to get players. Oh, in
we
got to
talk more about and this then, Price thing. Oh. This is crazy. Jared joined us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. We got an open line. If you want to grab it, we're gonna get back to your calls next after a quick item I want to share with you on David Price. The numbers, the math on what the Red Sox ended up paying this guy over 4 years. That's
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here, 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hit in the air deep to right field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Miguel Andujar goes the opposite way. The do can do.
Ground ball to third. And right field, Nunez. Two runs on a mistake by Nunez in right at him.
Swung on and driven to right field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Voit hits one to Beloit. Swung on and hit in the air to right field. Martinez going back on the track. He's at the wall. She's gone. He's done it again. Luke Voit. Cool hand Luke.
Although he didn't have his great stuff compared to the last 8, 9, I guess, he still battled.
I mean, anytime you give up a home run, it's frustrating, but everybody's playing in the same part. You know, it's not like defenses move back when we hit or move forward when they hit, so it's part of it.
David Price, no longer a member of the Boston Red Sox.
I'm ready for some math here.
There are things with David Price that I will not miss. His stuff on the plane with Eck.
I hold all the cards.
His inability to accept any sort of responsibility for some of the childish things he said or did when he was here.
My favorite.
Just sort of his general attitude. I won't miss that. I won't.
Jim Louth tweeted out, I'm retweeting it now, him driving out in his tank when he was down at McCoy. Remember that when he sped off?
He just seemed to have a problem with everybody.
Yeah.
And
he didn't mix well.
I won't miss that aspect of it, but I will miss the David Price of the postseason in 2018 or in the World Series in 2018. And I do think the Red Sox would be a better team in 2020 with him on the roster than without him.
Of course.
In fact, we've said in recent days when his name started to pop up in these rumors, that would be a mistake. This guy is their surest bet in the rotation right now. Eovaldi, always injured. Chris Sale has not really had a real meaningful status update this entire offseason. We don't know where he's at. We're going to find out.
Well, he jumped on that contract, too.
Did he get that
follow-up yet? I mean, really, go see the doc already. They're looking for you, man. Didn't you get that text message reminder? You know, hey, you got an appointment coming up? Like, what? What's going on with that guy?
Probably have to pay the missed appointment fee.
His contract may be
$40.
A real strain on the Red Sox in the coming years. But David Price, over his 4 years in Boston, thank you to Boston Sports Inf. Boston Sports Info on Twitter. They always do all the calculations for us to make it easy. 4 years David Price was here, and in those 4 years or over the course of time, the Red Sox will have paid him for the 4 years $172 million. For 4 years. That's a total of $43 million per season.
He's done well.
Based on the number of wins, David Price here, the Red Sox paid him a total of $3.73 million per win. Huh. They paid him, based on his innings pitched, $292,000 per inning and $282,000 for every strikeout he had. That's the kind of money that the Red Sox were paying David Price. $43 million a year over 4 years is what that deal ended up being. Now, did they win a World Series in large part due to him? Yes.
Yes. But there are so many of those other moments. The truck driving off, the talking back to, you know, whatever media outlet was covering it, going after Evan Drellick, or the X setup on the plane, the Fortnite stuff, Eck on the broadcast, tug, pull, scratch. Come on, bro.
And just going back after Eck in the middle of last season.
You say David Price, I think of that instead of the wins.
The yearly injuries, the allergies, all that stuff.
Okay, all that stuff, but he earned like a lifetime pass from me because of his performance in the 2018 postseason.
Yes.
Now, I don't like the guy. I'll probably never like the guy. But in terms of a ball player,
yeah,
he shut me up.
He knew it, and he told you that, too, which made it even worse. Like, look, I hold all the cards.
He was a thin-skinned, you know, he probably wasn't cut out for for this town. He probably was not. It was going to end badly in some way, shape, or form. But back to Beatles' original point, the Sox are a better team with him on it this season. You know, Jared Carrabba said,
I didn't just discount, like,
trade him
not.
And trade Mookie Betts away because it's probably not going to make a difference this year.
Yeah, they're not competitive this year. He said, like, well, if you kept both those players, why
you're not competitive with those guys. So you're it is a complete and total not going to try this year. Do you really feel that way? With Mookie Betts and David Price and Chris Sale, you don't know
on.
And Eduardo Rodriguez, you don't know on. You still have a lineup that should be competitive. Your lineup is competitive. I understand there's issues in the starting rotation, and you've still got some issues. But you're non-competitive to the point where you just ship them both off and pay part of Price's salary for the next 3 years. And it is going to take a lot to convince me that you got something back for Mookie Betts, much less something good back for Mookie Betts. To me,
Verdugo's a nice little player.
If you say so. I don't know enough about Verdugo right now.
Gratterall could be.
Certainly don't know enough about Gratterall.
Gratterall.
I like Gratterall because you could say Adderall.
He, to me, could turn into like an elite closer type of
he's
guy.
He's got big legs.
Like, he could be a closer and could be good.
Big ass.
So it's not like he got nothing here, and he's highly regarded despite his injuries, despite his shoulder falling apart already, and despite his Tommy John surgery.
But
the guy still throws heat, and it throws heat with movement. I don't think he's going to end up being a starter. I bet he ends up being a reliever. That's just my guess, based on what I've read about him and watched of him in the last how many hours now. So it's not like they got nothing. It's not like they got bad pieces in return.
And they might get
Betts
back.
It's just not equivalent to what they gave up.
They might have got something and still get Betts back. Get back in the bidding here.
You're telling me that you couldn't have traded them separately? Listen, David Price was traded with Mookie Betts to try and make the Betts deal look better because they were going to lose so badly on the Betts deal. They threw in Price and picked up half the tab. If they were to put Betts on the – if they put David Price on the market back in December at the winter meetings and said, David Price is available for a trade and we'll pick up half the salary, do you think you could do better than what they did? Don't you think that on its own, that trade could have done well for the Red Sox?
David
Price is available 3 years, $48 million.
Yeah, if you're going to pick up the salary,
yeah.
I don't know how this makes the Betts trade look better, though.
Because it's a package deal. Who did they trade Betts for? Who did they trade Price for? What's the return on Betts? Well, it's hard to know because they also threw in Price.
And the Twins
it's not a clean-cut deal where you can say the Mookie Betts deal got them player X.
It doesn't make it look better, but it muddies the waters of the trade.
Sure. Yeah, that's a bet. And by that way, I think it makes it look better because there's multiple players in the deal as opposed to Mookie Betts getting traded for maybe something that doesn't even equal either of the two players they got back in return.
I'm just, you know, I shake my head at a team that's just, especially this team, with the amount of money that they still have on the books for this year. It's like, we're not going to do it this year.
Okay, we're a little backed up there because of Carrabba's earlier. I promise we'll go right to the phones after this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Most electrifying at bats of the season, and I mean anywhere in the major leagues. Mookie Betts slaughters a grand slam. An incredible at bat, an amazing inning.
Every time I think of you. Tough to get excited about baseball season with this trade last night. Mookie Betts to the Dodgers. 617-779-0985. Ed is in Agawam. Hi, Ed.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
As I meander my way through my golden age, I have to remember that three important words in sports are Zolak and Bertrand. And the reason for this is small talk has been shown to be very, very helpful in later life. And you guys are masters at small talk. So I tune in quite a bit. So thanks a lot and
you know
have
what?
A great day.
You know what? I like Agawam because you got a nice little theme park here.
I don't know if we've ever received a nicer phone call.
Ed, that's very kind of you.
And let me tell you something.
I'm going to Six Flags now.
Thanks, Ed.
About the small talk. Because I like Mike Felger, and I want him to live a long and healthy life.
He should engage in it a little bit more.
Just a tiny bit. It's good. Human interaction.
Well, grab ass.
Relationships.
You know what was ironic? Right? You know what was ironic this morning? Hmm. So they call Maz. The morning show calls Maz. Get the baseball inside scoop.
Yeah.
Of course, Maz had a bad phone.
Maz loves the deal.
Oh.
He loves it.
But Maz's phone was like this. Felger would have hung up on him in a second. No small talk.
Ironic.
We'll get time for this.
Right.
It was ironic.
Well, there was no
like
small
a pizza.
Talk.
Don't you think? You hold it. Like Maz should have held his phone like this. Yes. Like they instruct people to.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Like a pizza. Yeah. It was on Chronicle the other night.
Who?
Holding the phone like a pizza?
Yeah, there was a,
who was?
A segment on Chronicle all about you're doing it wrong. And right. All the and it had the guys from Felger, Maz, and Felger talking about, you're doing it wrong. You got to hold your cell phone like a pizza. Oh, like
what's that. The age of people that watch that show, like Chronicle?
Oh, I love Chronicle.
Chronicle's a good show.
It's a great good show. I like when they go to those little New Hampshire towns.
Oh, back roads. Oh,
head and gym in the woods.
Of course.
Yeah. Yep.
Main streets and back roads in New England.
Oh. Delightful breakfast spot. You know, find one there and then a little hearth and kettle type fireplace.
Horse and hound.
Hound. Oh.
Horse and hound.
Good deals late in the ski season up there.
Yep. Let's go to Tim, who's in Blackstone. Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. I think the whole part of this is that just the ownership has no pulse as to what's going on in the way the fans feel. They just think the Pink Hats are going to come, soak it all in, sing Sweet Caroline, pay all their money. And it's just the most frustrating part that they just have zero idea as to how the fans feel. But the good news is, guys, Price went out to pitch in cold weather. His fingertips will be A-okay. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that's right. True. He'll have better weather and hopefully the allergy situation. Hopefully the grass in Dodger Stadium is Hardy, you know, they cut the grass and then you can blow the grass.
Yeah.
Right? They should cut and blow.
Mow it.
Right? Mow it, blow it.
Mow them, blow
to it.
Mow it, blow it. Take those clippings elsewhere because David Price has a very sensitive nose. Mow it and blow it for the man, would you?
What was the third one? Oh, whacking it.
Whacking it.
Right.
You know, you do the weed whacking.
I whack, mow, then blow.
Yep. Whack, mow, and blow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Suck It was the anniversary yesterday of The Office of 10 years ago. Suck It premiered, or 15 years ago.
I like to mow, then whack.
Which is
before any blowing.
Crazy, I think, but.
But then you get it all.
I don't think it's crazy, and I'll explain why. One more time.
It is crazy.
Which is if it's up against a fence or any sort of barrier that you can cut that nice even height with the mower as close to, let's say, a fence, and then you know exactly you can line up your whacking.
You cut before you whack.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Oh, God, yeah.
So that you're not, you're whacking less, right? There's less to whack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're also getting a nice even cut with the even cut of the grass that's already been hit by the mower.
My guy cuts.
That's why I do the mowing, then the whacking.
My guy cuts, then he dumps.
My guy.
Then he whacks, then blows.
My guy. You don't even belong in the conversation when you got a guy.
No, but I watch him.
Oh, yeah.
It's therapeutic.
If congratulations.
If you're mowing the right way, there's less reason to whack at all. But I will say this.
The mother
bleeper can crevices that the mower can't get to.
There's still a little, everyone's going to do some whacking from time to time, and I'm on board with that. It is the way my father taught me, which is probably why I do it that way, to whack then mow. And maybe it's time to start fishing on my own rhythm, you know, finding my own four-count measure. A river runs through it, right? Breaking away from your father's tutelage, right? Shadow casting, but in regard to lawn maintenance, that's what I will strive to do.
Are you careful to not hit a fence or a fence post? Do you know you could accelerate the deterioration of your lanterns or fence posts?
Of course.
By whacking it, hitting it, or a child's play area.
Of course.
Those things will go to hell quicker than anything.
You can gouge up a fence with a weed whacker.
Yep.
You don't cut your own grass.
You haven't cut your grass in two decades.
But the big problem was I went to Walmart once, and I got...
Where's this going?
That super
Walmart's
thing.
Not even in business anymore. You don't even have a say in this conversation.
Bull crap. You put down one of them spinners, and it's got three plastic blades on the bottom of it instead of chewing up all your string. And that thing would cut into a wood fence quicker than anything. I killed one of my lampposts with that thing.
Because you didn't know what you were doing, and that's why you had to hire
someone. That's
right,
thing going right through a small somebody. Brush.
We're almost into that season. Can't wait for it. Mark is in Georgetown. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Guys, what's going on? How are you?
Great.
What's going on, guys?
Where you been?
It takes forever to get on the show. You guys are big time, man.
Sorry.
I got to wait. Sometimes I can't. You know what I mean? It's tough. I miss calling in, but I wanted to sneak in today. Listen, so you could blame the organization, and rightfully so, for having to trade bets right now. Listen, if you're not going to compete anywhere in the near future, I don't know that it makes a ton of sense to pay this guy. I'm not saying he's not worth the money. But if you're not going to compete, you're not going to field a good team, what is the use in putting your stock all into this guy? You might as well get something for him and try and reload. Now, this being said, if you're going to act like the Oakland A's and the Tampa Bay Rays, sell the farm. Get rid of everybody. Start databasing prospects left and right. If you're not going to compete, what's the good use? Like I said, if you're going to act like some small market team, then do that. Sell off your big pieces. Database a hell of a ton of prospects. And then go from there. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I think there has to be something with how is it that Mookie Betts is arguably a top two player in baseball, yet we have two teams that wanted this guy? Two? That doesn't make any sense. If you told me somebody, you know, a huge generational talent was up for dibs, up for grabs, how are there not money, at least a
easy, simple reason. He is committed to going to free agency at the end of the year. That's why. If you had traded Mookie Betts 2 years ago, you would have gotten a big haul. If you had traded him with 3 years of control, then you would have gotten more for Mookie Betts.
It's true.
Simple. If any of these guys were available, if Mike Trout was available for a season with a public commitment to go to free agency, then you're not going to get a haul for him. You're not going to get a bunch of teams that are interested in him. Because you know what those teams will say? Why am I going to give up anything? I'll just wait the year and then I'll sign him in free agency. If I have to give up the most money in baseball to be the team that keeps him, well, I'll just be the team next offseason that gives up the most money in baseball and I get him and I don't have to give up anything to do it. You have to be in a very unique situation, a extreme win-now situation, which is why I suspect the Dodgers have the best offer because they are very eager to get back to the World Series and get over that hump that they have failed to do so far. That's why. That's why the Dodgers were the team. because they are in extreme win now mode and they wanted these guys. So that to me is an easy one. 617-779-0985, the telephone number, as we continue talking about Mookie Betts and David Price being traded to the Dodgers.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The salary is part of it, but let's not even look at this like they got under the luxury tax threshold, which they did.
Right.
What the Red Sox under Chaim Bloom are looking for is flexibility. And when you go out and give Chris Sale $30-something million, a contract that kicks in this year and goes right. for 5 years, when you give Nate Eovaldi $60-plus million, and you have David Price at $32 million, that's $80 million being spent mm-hmm. on three starting pitchers who you just don't know what you're going to get from. Now, is flexibility worth trading mm-hmm. arguably the best player talent-wise since Ted Williams, Carl Yastrzemski? It's a question a lot of people in Boston are asking right now. And for Bloom to make this his first move, Alex Verdugo needs to hit, and Brustar Graterol needs to be more than just a big arm.
Jeff Passan, ESPN. 617-779-0985. Jim Rice, former Red Sox slugger himself. Jim Rice went and spoke on SiriusXM MLB Network Radio. He spoke with Mookie Betts after the deal. Here's Jim Rice.
Talked to Mookie last night, and even when I was doing Ness and I asked him about it, he came out and said, look, he said, this is my home. I don't want to go anyplace else. He said, I don't care what people have said or what they're talking about. This is my home. I want to stay here. And then I talked to him last night. He said, look, he said, I'm going to tell you. He said, and I told you before, I wanted to stay. But, you know, and he said, it was a business deal. And he said, I can't do anything about it. It was a business deal. And they chose to go that way, and I have to accept it.
Wow.
Mookie Betts told Jim
Consistent
Rice.
Consistent with what Mookie sort of has pretty much taken his stance as, where he doesn't want to be here. He doesn't want to be here. Why would Rice talk to him? Told you. What are you saying? This is my home. This is where I want to stay. But if that really is the case, I mean, or is it just this is what baseball players do? This is what they have to do for the union to keep driving the prices up for these type of players. Forget one of the national guys tweeted it yesterday. You just traded away
Buster,
the modern day.
I thought
day.
It was ridiculous. So that was a ridiculous tweet.
Which one?
The one that Buster only had. Oh. That said that,
yeah.
that it was about his union brethren.
Yep. He has taken care of his union brethren.
Or you sit there and think,
boy, I really need to hook this union up.
You know? Or he's going
to
do what every other player did, what every other player has done, which is, oh, I'm going to go to free agency. That's when you make the most money. Maybe he's taking care of himself.
But you have to be.
Maybe he's being a smart businessman for himself.
What, getting the most money in that sport where it's guaranteed? I would think so. I would do what he's doing. But when you really want to stay in a place, what you do is you usually end up taking less, right? You get a deal done. Because they went to you early enough. I really want to be here. Yeah, No,
they do that in instances where they are far from reaching free agency. And there is a guarantee of sort of a safety net of you're going to be set up for life, even if for some reason you're unable to perform, whether it be injury or something of the like. Some guys take it. They like that.
Yep.
They say, you know what? I don't want the uncertainty of an injury happening to me that would prevent me from hitting free agency and getting a big contract. And so for Xander Bogaerts,
great example of it.
He liked the security. He went for it. Some players do. Dustin Pedroia did that with the Red Sox.
Right.
Mookie Betts has consistently said, no, I'm not going to do that. I think I'll be fine. and I know that I'm such a great player that he's already crushing it in arbitration.
Yeah.
He's already at $27 million a year, and he's not a free agent yet. So he didn't need that. He's already got a lot of money because he's such a good player. And so the better you are, the more willing you are to hit that free agency and get play it out like he's done. Playing it all the way out. Mookie Betts, who said last August, he said, right now I have one more year here. I'm going to enjoy it the same way I've enjoyed my past years here. It's something I don't even want to focus on. I just know that right now I'm still a Red Sox and I'm happy with it. No matter what I say, people are going to have their opinions and there's nothing I can do about that. I have made it known that this is my second home. I have been here and this is all I've known and I've loved it here. I love the fans, everybody, my teammates, front office, everybody here. That doesn't change the business of baseball and what value is there. I don't want to go down this path, but for people who say I don't enjoy it here, I love it here. I come here in the wintertime just to hang out with my friends and whatnot. My family loves coming up here and going out to do things. It's not that I don't like Boston at all. Mookie Betts, August 2019, last August. So if you believe Mookie didn't want to be here, then you really believe that Mookie Betts is a bold-faced liar. That's what you believe. Mookie was entirely consistent. He wanted to go to free agency. He wanted to make the most possible money. It was nothing personal against the Red Sox. In fact, as he said in his own words, he loved it here. And apparently he told Jim Rice in private, I love it here. This is my home. And even referenced that he had said that when he talked to Jim Rice last night after the deal. And said, but there's nothing I can do. I don't control this. That's what Mookie Betts said last night to Jim Rice.
Kind of controls it a little bit.
How so?
He wants to be here at top dollar for the maximum amount of years.
So what? He plays for one of the richest franchises in all baseball. Why is that an unreasonable ask?
I'm just saying. He has some control over it.
He has no control over whether or not he was traded last night. None. That's what he's talking about, the trade. You're trying to put it back on the player instead of the team.
Well, no. I'm saying it's some. Some. He could have negotiated. He asked for top dollar, right?
He did.
And for the 12 years for top dollar.
Right. And then because the team doesn't want to pay him doesn't mean that he then controls where he's traded to. Mookie Betts would have been very happy just playing out this season.
He doesn't want to be here unless it's top dollar for maximum amount of money. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
For the maximum amount of years. Yeah. He wants to be here.
That's an interesting way of phrasing it.
He wants both. But
Why can't you want both? I want to be in Boston, but I also want to be paid what I'm worth on the market.
Yeah.
I also want to be paid my value.
And other teams overvalue you.
The Red Sox also have just as much control. They could have paid him.
No, I agree with that.
So
yeah.
What are we doing?
But I'm not saying Mookie had no control over it. Mookie doesn't have...
He's talking about the trade last night. You ask a guy after he gets traded, he says, I got no control over this. I got traded to the Dodgers. And it's somehow like...
But you're telling him
he's not being honest in saying that.
I want to be here, but I want to be the highest paid. I want to be the highest paid.
He has no ability to stop the Red Sox from trading him. None.
Unless he...
Okay. Takes less than what he's worth on the market, which is an unreasonable ask, which is why I find it ridiculous that you would say that about Mookie Betts. Yes, ridiculous. I will stand by that. He has no control over where the team was going to trade him last night, whether it was the Padres or the Dodgers or any other team. They could have done that at any point in the last 5 years, and he would have had no say in it. Even if he was at the negotiating table, saying, yeah, let's find the middle ground. Let's figure out a number. Let's talk. Even if he was doing that, they could have turned around and said, actually, we changed our mind. You're traded. Players in his position don't have any control over where they land. They don't. Which is one more reason why guys like him absolutely should go to free agency. All the way. Stick it to these guys every step of the way. These owners who are worth billions of dollars, make a boatload of money, and the top guys should always go to free agency, like Mookie Betts is about to. I hope he crushes it. Fenway Sports Group, now worth $6.6 billion, according to Forbes. $6.6 billion.
Half a billion more
than
the
Yankees. But Mookie Betts should have got back to the table to take less and have some control. Bull crap. Stop. Mookie Betts did everything in his power to be great for the Red Sox. And the thanks he gets is a year's worth of, he doesn't want to be here. These rumors, this narrative, oh, he doesn't want, he's not going to sign here. Oh, they'll risk losing him. Yeah, Orr is one of the richest franchises in sports that has grown at a rate over the last 20 years, greater than the rate of the Yankees. They could just, you know, say they want to pay him.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll pay the tax, no problem.
Yeah. Say that instead of paying Chris Sale on a horrible contract or Nathan Eovaldi on a horrible contract, or name anybody you want, or paying half of David Price's salary for him to not pitch in Boston, or paying Ruzne Castillo 14 and change to play at Pawtucket next season, that maybe they could have just paid, you know, the best player in their organization. That's a novel thought.
They probably didn't even want J.D. Martinez to opt in. Damn.
Like, this decision in and of itself is a bad call, but it highlights all their other bad calls along the way. And John Henry does not get to blame Dave Dombrowski for Chris Sale. Sorry, that's on him. Can't run from that one. He's trying to run from a lot lately. You can't run from that one. You were on board, on record on that one. The same way you were on board in September saying you wanted this team to cut payroll. If you forget.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.